You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, this is great. This is great. All right, woman posts her husband on sale on Craigslist. Why? Because she got so sick of him playing video games. Now, all right, it was supposed to be a joke, but some people took it seriously. A Utah woman listed her video game obsessed husband for sale on Craigslist after she was tired of being ignored. 21-year-old Alice Badley of Logan, Utah, said she put the post up as a joke, actually got her mother-in-law's permission. Right, he was sitting there playing video games. I think he was playing Modern Warfare, if I remember correctly. And she got so fed up that, you know, she ran up by the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law said, do it. Now, husband, 22-year-old Kyle Badley, is a veteran who served in Afghanistan. God bless him. He was so engrossed in Modern Warfare that he spent most of the day playing the game. And so within hours, shoppers had responded to the, quote-unquote, one husband to the highest bidder. Listing on the free classified advertising site, the ad describes Kyle as easy to maintain, just feed and water every 3 to 5 hours. It also warns purchasers they'll need internet service and space for gaming. It also says Alice Badley would trade her husband of 2 years for an acceptable replacement. I think it's cute. I hope it got the point. But I got to tell you, I mean, my husband, my boys, I tell you, they do it too. I would have put them up on Craigslist. I mean, she loves her husband, and you know, he's a veteran, and God bless him. Good for him, and you know, good for her for you know, giving us her husband to help protect us in Afghanistan and serve our country. But it's tough. It's tough, guys. I know Modern Warfare is out. I know Call of Duty. I know these games. My kids are playing them. I think now there's another Legend of Zelda. Are you kidding me? I played Zelda 10, 11 years ago. There's another one? I don't know why it's so addictive. But you know, just, you know, we women, you know, we want to have lovey-dovey time. We want to cuddle. You guys playing video games, it's not really fun. And then when you guys get away from the video game, you're kind of grumpy. Video games make you grumpy. I stay clear from my family. They are always grabbing. I mean, I really, you know, want to just take that computer and throw it out the window if I can. But just, you know, be prepared because we women are fighting back. We are fighting back. All right, got a lot to talk about on today's show. This, though, just in. Remember there was a California teenager that killed one of his gay classmates a few years back. Well, apparently, he pleaded guilty to second-degree murder for killing a gay student during a computer lab class 3 years ago in a plea deal that will send him to prison for 21 years and avoid a retrial. Brandon McIrney, 17 years old, pleaded guilty to the murder charge, as well as one count each of voluntary manslaughter and use of a firearm. Apparently, in a fit of homophobic rage, he killed 15-year-old Larry King at his junior high school in Oxnard because he was offended by King's dress and how the victim interacted with him. That is absolutely ridiculous. Let me see if I see any other information on this. Apparently, a mistrial was declared in September when jurors couldn't reach a unanimous decision on the degree of guilt. A panel took a series of votes. The last one was 7 jurors in favor of voluntary manslaughter and 5 supporting either first-degree or second-degree murder. The trial had been moved from Ventura County to L.A. because of pretrial publicity. Just absolute crazy. I wonder what fire... I'm trying to remember what he used and what he did. But, you know, there's these hate crimes and there's bullying and it's crazy. And they're saying now emails and texting are actually more common forms of bullying than now in school. Because teachers are now watching and principals are watching and there's starting to be this anti-bullying sentiment in class, although it's still there. I mean, I still see it with kids. I still see it. Now they're going to the cybersphere. to bully. There was actually another young, beautiful teenager who was bullied to death and committed suicide last week. This still goes on. Again, we've talked about this on the show. You have got to look at what your kids are reading. Whatever is being injected into your kids' brains, you need to see. Whether it's their text, whether it's their email, whether it's their Facebook, whether it's their Twitter. And if they don't let you see, you take their computer away. It's not worth it. Oh, but I need my computer for classroom. Well, then you have restrictions on it and blocks where they can't go into Facebook. Or you bring the computer into your room so you can keep an eye on them. You know, I want kids to have privacy, and kids should have privacy if they need to change your clothes, if they need to go potty, if they need to shower. But when we're dealing with classmates that are messing with your kids' heads, and these kids can mess with them, I cannot believe how manipulative high schoolers and junior high schoolers are. It blows my mind. I mean, you know, my kids, I think they're pretty smart kids, pretty strong kids. But I remember when I went through school, it was ridiculous. Whatever they said was right. Whatever my parents said was wrong. And you're dealing with not only one other person or two other people, but you're dealing with a whole school. You're dealing with television. You're dealing with music, what they're listening to. You're dealing with music videos. And it's crazy. And they're being bombarded with themes of sex and themes of violence and themes, you know, and just consistently bombarded. How can you compete with that as parents? How? And now, not only is it TV and video, but they're getting little texts throughout the day, little tweets, little beeps throughout the day of these images or these thoughts or of what they're supposed to do. As parents, you can't compete. So you need to get involved. And if your kids don't like it, tough. I you have to protect them. This is some scary stuff. And I really feel for the family of the child who was killed just because he was gay. That is absolutely horrible. And you wonder where this teenage kid gets his homophobic tendencies from. Absolutely horrible. Just horrible. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, we're going to give you some medical news, some more highlights. I want to also get to your emails, a lot of good emails that we've received. You can reach me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And, of course, you can call us at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and a seemingly endless print of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter. And if you want to have the Dr. Dahlia Show play at your in your local city, at your favorite radio station, you need to call them up and tell them to bring on the Dr. Dahlia Show. And GCN will make it happen. All right. You know, we've been talking about genetically modified foods. It was interesting. The last hour we were talking about this raw honey and how the raw honey could be used to fight infection. And I had gotten a lot of emails and calls on genetically modified foods. We had talked about that, you know, the pros and the cons. Personally, I love the science behind it. You know, trying to make a food have a certain trait that could fight off insects and be pesticide resistant and drought resistant that could help world hunger. But of course, we're also very concerned about, you know, causing something to happen that we can't control. Whenever you mess with nature, nature bites us in the butt. We were talking about in the previous hour how a woman is in a coma now from dyeing her hair using a L'Oreal product. They're linking it to. And people are like, how could that happen if she's used L'Oreal products before? Well, sometimes people will get an anaphylactic reaction to some antigen, and we don't know where the antigen comes from or why now the antigen is bothering them. So sometimes with genetically modified foods, that could be an issue where we're like, okay, are we making now a new antigen, a new allergen? Let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear some of your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Matt from California. I was just commenting on your food that you're just talking about, mm-hmm. the genetically altered food. I'd just like to say that I've done a little silo work where I've cut down corn, and we've been in some of those Monsanto test fields, and the difference in regular corn and that corn is just absolutely insane, the size, the comparative. And then it also does get into our food nowadays, because they feed all of that silage to the cows, which in turn they make, you know, our milk and our butter out of. And I believe that's all Lando Lakes that's doing that. Anyways, have a good night.
Thank you for your call. No, you're bringing a good point. You're bringing up a good point, because if the cattle and the livestock start getting any of the silage into them, if I'm using the proper term, then they're expressing that. And, you know, you have to be able to control what you're doing in terms of genes and genetically engineering and modifying and trying to cross-pollinate and self-pollinate. You know, when you're like one risk they were talking about with these genetically modified foods is, let's say you genetically engineer a plant and that pollen falls on the weed that's underneath it. Well, if you wanted that plant to be herbicide resistant and pesticide resistant, well, now your weed can overgrow. So you see, you need to be careful. There's ramifications with everything. One of my favorite movies was Back to the Future. Okay. I love sci-fi, and I know there were probably better quote unquote sci-fi flicks, but what I liked about that is it reminded you that one small ripple could have a disastrous effect. And that goes with gene therapy and you know, a lot of the things we do in the labs. And so we need to be very, very cautious and tread carefully. Now, you know, I like the idea of having the science and having the knowledge, if God forbid we have a major food crisis, to actually, you know, be able to start, you know, producing food and storing them, et cetera. But the problem is you can't produce them risk-free. If you start producing these foods, and then the weeds get involved, and then the livestock eat the ground and eat the soil, and then they poop it out, and then that poop mixes with the plant poop. I don't know. Okay, I know plants don't poop. I know, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. There's no way you could predict the consequences, and you could foresee all the ramifications. So, would I eat a genetically modified food? Probably not. I like my grapes small. I like my, you know, strawberry small. But remember last week I read the 1900 predictions made in Ladies' Home Journal from 1900, and they said you would have a piece of fruit that could feed a whole family, and they predicted that that's what would happen by the year 2000. They weren't that far off. We are going to be making pieces of fruit that could feed a whole family. And to solve world hunger, that's brilliant. I like I said, I am ecstatic about the science behind it. I'm just scared to death about it, too. All right. Great question. Okay. Now, you know, speaking of things going on in the world, India is facing a twin epidemic, they say, of diabetes and high blood pressure, where now they say a third of people in India have diabetes and half of people have high blood pressure. That is huge. Right, a two-year study of nearly 16,000 adults in 8 states found that 21% of patients with family doctors and consultants had diabetes and hypertension together. So 1 in 5 have both diabetes and hypertension. And they say what is even more worrisome is that 70% of the patients surveyed have uncontrolled diabetes. Maybe it's the rice, maybe it's the lack of health care. They found 22% of people with high blood pressure were unaware they had the condition. According to the World Health Organization, the WHO? The World Health Organization. Who? World Health Organization. Go on, that's funny. All right, diabetes affects some 346 million people across the globe. That's from WHO, WHO, World Health Organization. Now, here's the thing, very interesting. When I take care of patients, and I have somebody who's Hispanic, or I have somebody who's Asian, or I have somebody who's Indian, all right, I already am prepared that there's either going to be diabetes or there's going to be high cholesterol, et cetera. Especially with my Indians, high cholesterol. There's something genetically. Either they aren't able to metabolize American food, or, you know, if they have diabetes and high blood pressure in India, are they also seeing high cholesterol in India, or are we only seeing the high cholesterol in America? Diabetes, we've talked about. Diabetes is a breakdown of your ability to metabolize your sugar, either by lack of insulin, not enough insulin, insulin not working right, insulin resistance, decreased insulin sensitivity, I mean a variety of things, weight gain, etc. And of course diet, but I see what Indians eat. They eat a lot of vegetables. They eat curry. I love curry. Yes, they have meats in there. They have the chicken and the lamb. I'm getting hungry. You know, but rice. Rice is big. Rice isn't good if you're prone to diabetes. And then, of course, salts. If you have a lot of salts in your food, that's also going to cause high blood pressure. So, but, you know, my Hispanic population, my Hispanic patients, diabetes, diabetes, diabetes. All right. Very, very common. My Asians, when they live in, you know, when they live in Asia and they're living there, they're fine. When they come to America, I diagnose high cholesterol. All right. Our bodies are sometimes only designed to eat certain foods. Okay. And then when we go to foreign countries, we kind of mess things up. Now, I welcome everybody to come here, but we really, really need to watch what we're doing, and we really need to educate our medical staff on, you know, races and nationalities and what they're more prone for. You know, I had talked, I believe last week, about when I had done training at Jules Stein, Ophthalmic Institute in California, and I had brought up that a diabetic lady had come in blind. She had gone blind in one eye. And some of the residents were, you know, kind of, you know, talking behind her back going, well, all she's doing is eating her tortillas. And, you know, she doesn't stop eating and she goes blind. What does she expect us to do? And I decided to talk to her in Spanish, you know, looking at these other residents, like, what the hell are you talking about? And I talked to her in Spanish and I go, you know, when you were diagnosed with diabetes, what were you told? And she said, no dulces, no dulces. And no dulces is no sweets. Nobody sat down and talked to her about bread. Nobody talked to her about tortillas. Nobody talked to her about the rice. Nobody talked to her about pasta. And so, of course, she was eating those. That increased her glycemic load. High sugar, again, causes the little diabetic vessels in the eye, the diabetic retinopathy, the vessels to burst. And hence, she has diabetic blindness. So it's, you know, educating people is the key. And that's what I try to do on this show. I try to educate you. And, you know, whatever I could teach you, I'd love to do. And please, you know, just use my show for that. And if you have any questions that you don't want to call into the show, you can, of course, reach me on the Dr. Dahlia Show on my website, drdahlia.com. You could reach me there. There's contact. There's guest book on there. Or you could call into the show at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Even if we're not live, then you could leave a message and we'll answer your question, hopefully the next live show on air. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about green tea helping trim bad cholesterol. Green tea always gets some good news. We're also going to talk about some mirror therapy for arthritis sufferers. Pretty cool stuff. And then, of course, I want to get to your emails that you have sent me on drdahlia.com. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to GangsterEconomy.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. This is an interesting email I received. Doctor, 6 months ago, my wife had an affair. I found out about it last month, and my wife says she has ended it. I was going to separate and file for divorce, but I believe her that it was a one-time thing. Am I being stupid taking her back? Okay, all right. Now, I know other medical talk shows that probably say, absolutely, you're stupid, dumper. All right, I like to explain myself a little bit more. All right, I mean, I hate the idea of people getting divorced, but my problem is you know, if she had an affair once, she could very easily have an affair again. Now, there's not a lot of details. Now, when I talk to my patients, I get a lot more details than I get on these emails. I mean, one such detail I want to know is that you try to make it think it was your fault. If she tried to make it think it was your fault, you were playing Call of Duty too much, and you kept ignoring her, you didn't show her love, you didn't, you know, if she tried to make it your fault, I have a big issue with that. I have a big, because then she's lying. You know, most people, when they're cheated on, the cheater tries to, find resolution, you know, or tries to, you know, appease their guilt by blaming it on the person they cheated on. You know, that's how they feel that they, you know, that's how they intellectualized it. And so, you know, they'll say, okay, well, look, you know, you weren't there for me. You didn't show me love. You let yourself go. That's a big one. You gained weight. You didn't take care of yourself. It's your mother, you know, and you're listening to this. And you know, my patients come in saying, you know, it was me. I got to be honest with you. You know, they're right. You know, I did let myself go. I gained weight after giving birth to 4 children. My breast sagged after breastfeeding. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Just so your spouse doesn't feel guilty and they justify their actions, right? You know, that doesn't mean it's true. So one big problem I have is if she ends up saying, what was your fault? She had the affair. Okay, that's already one sign I wouldn't take her back. Now, if she said, look, I don't know what was wrong with me. I was horny. I let him seduce me, or I got drunk. This was completely my fault. Then you could talk to the person. Then you could talk, you could have a conversation with her and possibly have some success in therapy. Okay, well, you're not going to get drunk. You're not going to be going out with coworkers. If you do find that somebody is a temptation, you're going to talk to me about it, or we're going to try to get out of that situation. I mean, people get tempted all the time. Some of us control our temptations, which is good. Some of us don't control our temptations. So my first question before you take anybody back is, how did they, what was the reasoning? If they blame themselves versus blaming you, that's a good sign. If they blame you, no. Okay? Then, number two, why are they coming back to you? Why did the wife end it? Did she end it because she got dumped? Right? And she's running back to you, or she doesn't like the life, the grass was always greener at the other side of the fence, or did she end it because she really is in love with you, she wants to make a start? Now you gotta be careful, because she's gonna say, or he's gonna say, when they crawl back, oh, I made a mistake, you know, they're gonna say all the right things, but you need to do some sleuthing and find out if you're, you know, if the one that cheats got dumped. I mean, come on. So you're going to be there as the fallback guy? No. I mean, you know, keep in mind, okay, when you get married, there's a lot of reasons to be married. Okay, the number one reason we cite is, all right, love. You know, you're in love, so you want to get married because you're in love. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But now, what are the selfish reasons? One is because you want them to yourself. Okay, you know, if I don't marry her or if I don't marry him, they could go off and be with somebody. So I want to make sure I got them locked. I got them chained in. Okay, and that's a very honest thing to say. I mean, we're going to be honest here. All right, you get married because you want to lock them in. Okay, now what's another reason to get married? Well, you know, social boundaries and, you know, the way we're supposed to behave, you know, socially now. And if we want to have children and, you know, if we want a family, you know, that's how we're supposed to. Okay, so you want a family. That's why you're getting married, because you want a family. Okay, very concrete, very objective thing to say. You want to lock them in and you want to have a family, which is another way of also saying you want a stable life. Okay, you know, subconsciously you want some stability, which is good. Okay, and then number three, when you get married, well, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. You want someone to take care of you. Okay, you don't want to be alone. You don't want to be alone. So if you get married, there's some legal binding. There's some structure. There's a nest. There's a home. Hopefully you won't be left alone. Now, the reason why I use the word selfish or objective is because this is the way you need to think when you're deciding if you're going to take somebody back. okay? Now be selfish, okay? What good would it do you having her back? Well, I don't have to go and try to find somebody else. Okay, no, no, no. You can't be wimpy about this. You can't be wimpy. Why are you taking her back? Well, I just suffered a heart attack. I just had angioplasty and catheterization. I need someone to take care of me. All right, that's honest. That's honest. You want to take her back because you don't want to be alone. All right. But keep in mind, it could be short term. You know, or, well, I really, really love her and I really want to make it work. Well, then good. Go to therapy. Hopefully she'll still stay true. Hopefully it was a mistake. I mean, people have cheated and still stayed within very, very solid marriages. You know, this once a cheater, always a cheater, I don't think holds true. But like I said, it depends on their reasoning. If she's blaming you and finding an excuse, okay, no, that's wrong. If she's like, you know what, I wanted to know what it was like. I got it out of my system. I should have got it out of my system before I got married. I did it once I was married. It was wrong, very wrong. It wasn't what it was cut out to be. Now, because, you know, keep in mind, we were talking as parents, we're up against television and music videos. Well, as a spouse, you're up against television and music videos and movies, etc. I mean, you know, they make it look like, you know, everything is, you know, passionate and sex in the back of a car and hanging from a chandelier, et cetera. And real marriage isn't like that. So all of a sudden, you know, they may meet somebody, you know, the flirting happens. They start to like the flirting. They're like, you know what? I want to feel like what it's like to be swept away. And they do it, which is not the most, ethical thing to do. And it's against major marriage vows, and, you know, you have every right to divorce her. But if you're like, you know, do I really have to dump her from that one, you know, transgression? You know, I can't honestly say that many couples have been able to work it out. Now, of course, please get yourself checked for STDs. You've got to protect yourself. All right, so back to being selfish. Okay, if she is holding the family together, again, you need to think about this. If she left once, is she going to leave again? Okay. But, you know, a lot of people, they're very, very fearful, very, very fearful of a divorce. I'm not saying that's what's going on with you, but because if you have young kids and you get divorced, you may bring in a new female, but she may bring in a new man. And having another man in your household, whether it be a stepdad or boyfriend, is very unsettling. And I can't tell you how many couples don't admit that to me. All right. They're like, you know what? I don't care if she cheated. I'm going to make it work. Or I don't care if he cheated. I'm going to make it work, because they are so deathly afraid of stepmom or stepdad taking care of their children. And you know what? That is a very honest and valid fear. It is. Now, you know, luckily, I've seen some of my patients where luckily the stepdads and stepmoms are good people and they all get along. They're all together at birthday parties, etc. But the norm isn't like that. So I can understand if you're concerned. So I can't make that decision. I can't tell you, dump the witch. I can't tell you to do that. I can't. But just think about those things. And if you're like, you know what, she's not going to be there for the long haul. She's not good for the family. She's not taking care of me. You don't really have a lot of reason to keep her. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to Survival RX.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. So green tea is, again, in the news. Everybody seems to love green tea. It's like the favorite thing over the last couple of years to talk about, but they think it does lower your bad cholesterol. This was a study done, published in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, showed that green tea trimmed 5 to 6 points more from people's total cholesterol and bad LDL than dummy capsules or other treatments. They even tested green tea in capsule forms containing green tea compounds called catechins, which they thought would also decrease cholesterol absorption in the gut. But drinking the green tea did better than the capsules. All right. Now, it didn't do anything for the good HDL. The HDL, which is the good cholesterol that actually decreases your heart risk, it didn't do anything for that. But it did seem to lower just a little witty bit your LDL. Why not? You can drink a little green tea. Why not? Go for it. Okay. Also in good news, they did a really, really cool study on arthritis patients, okay? It was kind of some mind games. But this isn't new. They've done this a few times before in the past where they make an optical illusion using mirrors to trick your brain into thinking that your hand isn't arthritic, right, and that you're pain-free. Now, what they did is the patient had to hide their hand. Yet when they looked in a mirror, they looked at an image of the researcher's hand. So these were researchers from the University of California. What they did, they took 8 arthritic patients, and they said that pain levels went down and movement improved when the arthritic patient was looking at this hand and thought it was theirs. So they would ask the patient to open and close their hand, and the researcher would do the same thing. And it started to trick the brain into thinking that the patient's hand was doing better. I got to tell you, this mind over matter keeps coming back. And if you notice, you know, with medical studies, that's why they're making, you know, headway with these bionic arms and these bionic prostheses, where your mind will be able to control it. Mind is very, very powerful. And I remember them doing a study like this similar to the last year. Arthritis, we most of us get. I venture to say we all get. It's wear and tear on our joints. We get it in our hands. We get it in our feet, our legs, our knees. You know, and it's, and you know, sometimes we get it from osteoarthritis. It's the wear and tear. Sometimes it's rheumatoid arthritis, where it's an inflammatory condition, more genetic. There's traumatic arthritis, where you sprain your knee or you stub your toe and it swells up. There's gouty arthritis, which is also an inflammatory arthritis. We've talked about gout, where you eat too much meat or purines, and then it kind of crystallizes. So many different types of arthritis. And, you know, if they could, you know, kind of retrain the brain, because I got to tell you, with medications, you know, many people, they become very addicted and tolerant to pain medicines because arthritis is so painful. And I can understand why it's so painful. You're getting bone on bone. You know, I mean, when you wear down that cartilage or the inflammation eats away at the cartilage, you're getting bone on bone, and then you get the bone spurs. It is very debilitating. I really feel bad for any of you out there that have arthritis. It is so frustrating. But, you know, more and more of us are getting addicted to pain medicine. And it's not the best way to go. So if there's things they could do where you could go to therapy and by doing this mirror therapy, go, all right, wait a second, I'm on to something. Anything to cut your level of medicines, that'll be great. You know, they also found in another study that when older patients go to the ER, they don't seem to get pain medicine like younger people. Younger people will usually get the morphine, the oxycodone, the ibuprofen, yet the older people don't. They say elderly patients were nearly 20% less likely to receive an analgesic and 15% less likely to receive an opioid. This is printed in the Annals of Emergency Medicine. Now, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think there is discrimination against older people, but not because, you know, ER physicians want them in pain. It's many ER physicians. I mean, I remember when I worked in ER, I was not 100% comfortable with knowing the metabolism and the renal calculations I should do on these medications. Now, you know, keep in mind, if somebody's older, you can give them medication and more will be in their serum or their blood concentration than a younger person. So you're more inclined to under-medicate. Give renal dosing, they call it. You know, if you don't really know the renal status and it's hard to tell, because, you know, yeah, you'll do some blood work in the ER. Their blood urea, nitrogen, and creatinine, which are two components of the blood, blood work will be high a little bit. And you'll be like, huh, they probably have some renal insufficiency. Well, I better play it safe and either hold off on the medication, like an ibuprofen, naproxen, et cetera, or just give them very little. And people do that all the time. Or they're worried that an opiate could make an older person dizzy. And you make an older person dizzy and they fall, you're liable. So we're noticing a very subconscious discrimination against older people with how we treat them. And older people have pain too. And they feel pain. They may not be as loud about it, but they're in pain. You know, just like with Alzheimer's patients. You know, people don't think they could feel. They could feel. They could feel. They feel love. They may not know who you are, but you hug them and you show them love. It's amazing how there was that one case a few months back where somebody was married to somebody with Alzheimer's, and I believe he wanted to divorce her and marry somebody else. And he's like, well, she doesn't recognize anymore. I've been living like this for years. I want to live a life. But, you know, still, you still have to give that patient love. It's amazing how people don't realize what older people need, and they assume too little. So that was a very interesting study. Another study that came out was uninsured hospital patients are discharged sooner from the hospital than people with health insurance. Duh. Oh, really? Regardless of the medical condition, the researchers are not sure what the reasons for the findings are, and it's not clear that a shorter hospital stay is a bad thing, but they suggest that financial factors play a role. They looked at records for nearly 850,000 patients, adults discharged from U.S. hospitals between 2003-2007, and they found that uninsured patients had a slightly shorter stay than patients with private insurance or Medicaid. Of course, Medicaid is a government-funded health program for the poor. When it came to potentially preventable hospitalizations for worsening chronic health problems like asthma or diabetes, uninsured patients stayed in the hospital 2.8 days or less. All right. Now, I remember when I was in training, we knew their insurance status versus cash status. And we were told continually, patient doesn't have insurance. Now, we were told to make sure that we got the patient healthy enough so they could leave so they wouldn't rack up bills. It wasn't to save the insurance company money. It was to save the patient from paying the bills. Yet later, as I learned, and I was less naive, many of these patients don't pay their bills. I mean, when I didn't have insurance, I paid my bill. That's why I thought people without insurance pay their bills. But there is a huge subset of uninsured patients that won't. So I thought we were trying to get them out of the hospital so they wouldn't have big bills. I didn't realize it so the hospital wouldn't be racking up the bills. And it happens. It does. It happens. Hospitals are seen uninsured. They don't get paid. And they go under. Hospitals are closing left and right. Even in England, across the pond, their accident and emergency rooms are closing down at night because they don't have the money to staff. They don't have the doctors to staff. And, you know, it's costing money. So, you know, but it's a shame because you don't want to be discriminated against because you're uninsured. If you feel like you need to be in the hospital longer than 2.5 days, you should be able to be in the hospital. But keep in mind, if you're in a foreign country, I remember my husband was in a car accident in Mexico. They wouldn't even treat him until they came up with the cash. That's the way they do it in other countries. When I was out of the country and I got sick, I had to come up with the cash first. You know, we do things very different in America where we'll treat you. And I got to admit, I mean, I kind of like, you know, when I did ER, I really didn't want to deal with the money aspect. I just wanted to, you know, start treating them. They had a heart attack. They had a gunshot wound. I wanted to start treating them. But unfortunately, there's financial consequences. So I don't know how they're going to handle the uninsured rise in hospital care. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. I'll get a speech therapist in the meantime. You all be safe. Have a great holiday. And I'll be back as soon as I'm back from my holiday. You all take care. God bless.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.